But where is the shipment of blood oranges? I don't understand what you're telling me. How did no one notice they hadn't arrived? Then we're just gonna have to carbonize the grapefruit instead. Get someone cutting supremes immediately. Right, listen up, my busy little minions. We are going to have the best service of our lives tonight, yeah? Yes, Chef is right. I don't want another fiasco like we had on the fish station last night. You hear me over there? Every single pin bone out this time. If I get sued by some rich asshole who nearly chokes to death eating his smoked salmon, I will take all of you down with me, I swear to God. How much of that lamb bone stock do we have left? That is not nearly enough for the week. You damn well better have at least 3 carcasses roasting by the time I get in tomorrow. Okay, who wants to try and muscle their way into tonight's specials menu? I need hero plates now. Get them here on the pass. What is this supposed to be? A spiced ricotta foam. I'm sorry, is this 2007? You're really putting a foam in front of me right now. Get that shit off my tagliatelle and do it properly. This tartare would be perfect if it actually looked edible. Where's the color? Where are the aromatics? Try again. Whole grain mustard and some fresh chervil will do you a world of good. Who made this? Come on, fess up. Who made this? Who made this plate? You? Why have I never seen you before? Your first day. Oh, isn't that sweet? I'm assuming one of my sous chefs hired you as a commis chef? Quite brazen of you to try your hand at a complete dish when you haven't even worked a single night's service here. All right, postulant. Explain your dish to me. Mm-hmm. And what made you want to sous vide the corn, exactly? I see. I'm not sure that was necessary, but it's a good instinct. And the truffle is a bit overkill here. Tomorrow, I want you to try it again with morel mushrooms. But the tenderloin is cooked well, and the peppercorn crust was a good choice. The demi-glaze is glossy, very good salt balance. It could benefit from some bitter greens, but this is not a bad start to your career here. Hey! What are you looking at? Either I've got some pomme puree on my chef's whites, or you were just staring at my tits. You little... Come with me to dry storage, now. Get in there. Right. We're getting this out of your system, right here and now. Normally, I would have fired you on the spot for something like that. That dish just saved your ass, little man. But I will not have you setting yourself on fire in my kitchen because you're too busy ogling me. Sit down, there, on the crate, away from the shelves. Get your cock out. You heard me. Get your cock out. I'm sorry. What do you say when I give you an order? That's right. You say yes, chef. Now get your bloody cock out of your pants. You want to see my tits, rookie? Here. Take a good, long look. Nothing special about them. Just like any other woman's. Maybe a little bigger than average. Are you getting hard looking at them? Good. I want you to grip your cock at the base. Don't move your hand. Just grip. You want to touch my tits, don't you? You're not going to. Ever. The only breasts you'll be fondling in my kitchen will belong to a chicken. A duck, if you're lucky. But you can look all you want right now. And you can touch yourself
all you want. Now start moving your hand up the shaft. Pull up and down, slowly, like you're stuffing meat into a sausage casing. You've never stuffed sausage. Oh, God. Well, we'll remedy that tomorrow. Now pull. I gave you a command. What do you say? That's right. Yes, chef. Keep going. Eyes on me. Stop. Just there with your hand at the head. I want you to run your thumb over the tip. Back and forth. Back and forth. Now take your other hand and stroke all the way from your balls up the center of your shaft and back down again. Cup your balls and squeeze each time you reach down. That's it. Again, all the way down. Squeeze. And all the way up. Keep running your thumb over your head. Ah, is that not enough for you? Fine. Spit on your hand. Do it. Now stroke. Fast. Faster than that. We've got service in less than an hour, you know. I can't stand here with my tits out watching you jack off all day. I do appreciate your attempt to demonstrate your stamina, but it'll be much more appreciated in the kitchen than here. I've got more stamina than you'd know what to do with, sweetheart. You'd think spending all night on my feet under the heat of literal fire, screaming at a room full of incompetent bastards would wear me down? Not a chance. By the time the night is done, I am so full of energy that I will literally fuck anything that moves. You want to be that something? Huh? You want to thrust that hard cock up into me like you're thrusting it into your hand right now? You want to pound my cunt until I scream your name? Show me. Show me exactly what you would do with me if I was sitting on your lap right now. I want to hear every grunt and every moan as you claim my pussy. Does it turn you on to be with powerful women? Hmm? Does it make you shudder to think of me begging for you to fuck me harder? Oh, you want to come now? Not until I say so. Keep stroking. Keep picturing my pussy sliding up and down your cock, clenching all around it, pulling you further and further inside of me. Are you throbbing? Are you aching to come for me? You know what I want to hear. Say it. Do you want to come? I won't let you until you fucking say it. Do you want to come, chef? Go on then. Fucking come for me. There. All out of your system now? Good. Don't move. I don't want you contaminating the dry goods. I've got 12 bags of imported forbidden rice behind you that is worth more than your life. Clean yourself up and report back to the kitchen. I want a second version of that dish tomorrow, do you hear me? With morels and bitter greens.